they are honoring the 1975 Knoxville football team that went 9-0, and a lot of people say probably the greatest football team ever at Knoxville. And one of the members of that team, Rex DeMoss, with us. Rex, 50 years. Has it been that truly been that long?
Yeah, that's a surprise to me, too. I did not realize that.
Well, what was that like being a part of that team? You were a junior that
Correct.
Year and one of the few juniors that actually played quite a bit. What was that like, being a part of that team that year?
Yeah, I actually was starting left tackle. And the key to our team, which was very unusual than most teams, we pretty much had a starting offense and a starting defense, and there wasn't many that played both ways. Now, we would rotate in, but we just had, between our two classes, that senior, junior class, we had some super, super athletes, and it just all blended together.
The scores during that season, there was not really a close game in all nine of those games. I mean,
Osceola Clark was,
the closest.
24-0.
Yeah.
And that team actually made it to state. But we didn't.
Yeah.
Because of the district that we in and the way they did the points.
It was a different system back then. But what was that like going into probably about every one of those games, knowing if we just do our thing and we just do what we do good, we're going to win the game?
Well, to me, it made it a lot easier for all of us. We just knew if we played as a team and we played the way that we like to play, there wasn't going to be too many teams that are players that could compete with us. We just were very, very, very disciplined and good.
Marv Sloan was the coach. He's since passed away. But what was he like as a coach?
Very disciplined.
I bet.
That's a good way to describe it.
But, disciplined, he expected a lot out of you guys, but he also knew that, all right, there's some guys that probably can do this, but I got a guy who can do something else. So do your job and you'll be fine.
That's kind of almost it to a T. He got the most out of every player at the positions that they play. He kind of knew everybody's strength, everybody's weaknesses, and he knew where to put us.
You beat Pella 42-7 that year. Granted, Pella probably wasn't the team and program that they are now, but was it still a rivalry even back then?
Oh, yeah.
It was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big-time rivalry. A matter of fact, the year before that, we were 8-1, and that was the only game we lost.
Oh.
It was to Pella. And then the year after that, we were 7-2, and of course we thumped Pella that year. But we also we won conference all 3 years.
Now back then, that was conference, the South Central Conference back then. That last game you mentioned, you missed out on the playoffs, even though you were 9-0. Someone told me that you went into that game knowing you had no shot at the playoffs.
Right.
What was that like, knowing that? Okay, we've done everything we can do, and we thump Oskaloosa walking off the field, and it's like, it's it. It's over.
You know, one of the coolest things that could have ever happened to us, doesn't make up for everything, we had the officials come in at halftime of that game, and they came in and they said, guys, we just want you all to know we have officiated most every one of these teams, and you guys are so much better than the teams and two of them that made it, which was Cedar Rapids, Regis, and Fairfield in our district. He said, there's no way. He goes, they couldn't compete with you guys.
And
so he said, it's sad.
And that was a time where if you beat a bigger school, you got more points.
Exactly.
And Fairfield apparently beat someone bigger.
A couple of bigger schools,
right.
Yes.
And they were, what, 8-1, I think?
Yes, they were 8-1, and Regis was 7-2.
Oh, boy.
But they had played, they're in Cedar Rapids.
Right.
So they play a lot of 4A schools at that time.
I'm going to, probably a loaded question here, Rex. Is there a moment or maybe a game that sticks out in your mind that, you know, you still kind of, when you think about that season, it's like, man, that was kind of a cool memory. Or, boy, that was a really fun part of that season.
You know, for me, it's tough to pick out one moment because we played so well in every game, and we played so well as a team. Everybody working together, everybody doing their job and helping others. And, you know, it just made playing the game an absolute joy, I think, to most all of us.
Well, I know as we're watching the Panthers of 2025 warm up, if you could say something to these guys from a person that, you know, has gone 9-0 and to a program and Coach Duncan who is trying to get that back, yeah, that, you know, level of back, what would you say to these guys, you know, before tonight's game as kind of a motivation?
You know, I shouldn't say in today's world, but one thing that you really have to do, and that is you've got to play as a team. Your weakest link is going to be what kills you. And if you're not out there as captains, as leaders of the team, and building all these other guys up, it doesn't work. You've got to play together as a team, and that was one thing that our team did. It didn't. We loved our managers. I mean, we had a blast with them. That was just part of our team. We were there to, for everybody to succeed.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wish I could get into a time machine and go back and see some of those games. They were probably fun to watch. Rex, I know you got to get down to the ceremony. Thanks a lot for dropping by here early on. And I guess congratulations on 50 years of, legacy still lasts. That's kind of cool around here.
I appreciate it.
That's Rex DeMoss, member of the 1975 Knoxville football team that went undefeated.